Audio 275. 1. What can schools do to nurture children's problem-solving ability? For a start, schools can promote and teach the skills needed to solve different types of problem. I think that children should be taught about general logic problems as well as mathematical or scientific problems. Teaching how to think outside the box, I think, is a really useful skill. 2. What do parents do to make their children like sports? I'm not sure that parents can force their children to like sports, but I think they can encourage their kids to take part in games and other outdoor activities. In my experience, there's always at least one game or sport that a child likes and is good at, whether this be football, basketball, or something else. 3. Can you suggest any improvements for the tourist locations in your country? Well, having been to a lot of the tourist sites around China, including the Terracotta Warriors at Xi'an and the Forbidden City in Beijing, I would suggest that facilities that improve the movement of people as well as an easier or improved system for people to buy tickets and actually get through the entrance to the location. 4. What can we do to make young people pay more attention to traditional art? I think that if people can make traditional art more interesting, and by that I mean interesting to young people, that would be a good start. A lot of youngsters, like myself, just find a lot of classic or traditional art really boring. So if something can be done to make it a little bit more exciting, then that would draw people in. 5. What can the government offer to society? The government offers a lot to their country's society. The infrastructure, buildings, and legal system are just some things I can think of off the top of my head. Governments may not be perfect, but I do believe that they have a desire to watch their people develop and grow. 6. What can the government do to solve the problem of unemployment? That's not an easy question to answer. I suppose the government can create incentives so that companies hire more people or maybe create more infrastructure projects that require a lot of people to work on it over a period of time. A new highway, for example. I think creating jobs in the more rural areas should be the focus these days, as there are too many people moving to the city to try and find work. 7. Do you think the government should provide free gifts for its citizens? I must admit, I'm not entirely sure what you mean by free gift, but in my limited experience, nothing is free and certainly nothing worth having. Somewhere along the line, things are always paid for, whether this be through taxes or through time and effort. I'm the kind of person that believes you should work for what you get and get what you deserve. 8. What can governments do to prevent pollution in tourist sites? Well, the first thing that pops into my head is to limit the amount of tourists that visit the site. Pollution comes in many forms, whether this be rubbish thrown on the ground or air pollution from the cars and buses that drive there to noisy pollution created by thousands of people in one place. I don't believe this is completely preventable, but I think that it can maybe be reduced with careful planning, and the plan would depend on the site. 9. How can we attract more children to learn music? The easiest way to make more children want to learn about music is the use of celebrities to promote it and also find a way to make it easily accessible to all. What I mean is have some easy-to-use step-by-step guides to learning a musical instrument or maybe how to sing. If this was hosted by, or at least promoted by, the most popular celebrities of the time, I think that children would follow their idols' ideas and get into all the things musical. 10. How should parents help their children make decisions? The most important thing for me was the support of my parents before, during, and after my decisions, whether they were right or wrong. It is crucial that young people are allowed to make their own decisions and potentially make mistakes in order to learn from them. The more experience you can have in decision making, the better, as it can only improve with time and practice.